Please be seated. G.K. Chesterton, the noted British poet and theologian, was a brilliant man who could think deep thoughts and express them well. He was also extremely absent-minded, and over the years had become rather notorious for getting lost. He would just forget where he was supposed to be and what he was supposed to be doing, and on one such occasion, he sent a telegram to his wife, which carried these words: "Honey, seems I'm lost again. Presently, I am at Market Harborough. Where ought I to be?" As only a spouse could say, she telegraphed back a one-word reply: "Home." And this is precisely what this classic passage in the first chapter of Matthew does for us. It brings us home. Home to the real meaning of Christmas. Home to the most magnificent truth in our faith. Home to our Lord's greatest promise. Home to the reason we celebrate Christmas. The mystery of the incarnation is not just a Christmas event. It is something to be celebrated every day of our lives. God comes to dwell among us every moment, and we need only to open our hearts in trust to welcome that precious presence. Sometimes we doubt, sometimes we close our hearts completely to ourselves, sometimes we fail to maintain justice and do what is right, and sometimes we don't even know what to do. And as a result, we often miss a moment of grace. Today, our gospel invites us to spend some time with Mary and Joseph. They both provide us with an example of what we ought to do in order to experience Emmanuel, God with us. When we accept Christ into our lives, nothing, not even death, can separate us from God and God's love. God is with us. It is what Christmas is all about. God is with us. The great people of faith have always claimed that promise. Just think of it. Moses, caught between the Pharaoh and the deep Red Sea in a seemingly hopeless situation, believed that God was with him, and he went forward and trusted God to open a way. And God did. Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego went into the fiery furnace, into a seemingly hopeless situation, and they trusted God to be with them, and God was. Little David stood before Goliath. What chance could this small boy with a slingshot have against this giant of a warrior? But David believed that God was with him, and it made all the difference. Now, it's interesting to note that when the writer of Matthew's gospel wanted to capture the meaning of Christmas, the meaning of the Christ event, the meaning of Jesus in a single word, he did a very wise thing. He reaches back into the Old Testament and pulls out an old word, dusts it off, and uses it to convey the message. The word is Emmanuel. That's what Jesus is about. His name shall be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. The impact of that Christmas promise is incredible. When you believe that, when you accept, when you claim that promise, it will change your life. So let's recap the story. Mary is found to be with child because she had accepted the words of the angel Gabriel. Joseph is perturbed and plans to dismiss her quietly. How do you react when perturbing news is given to you? What if this news is actually from God. Also, notice how attentive Joseph is to the signs of God in him and around him. He pays attention even to his dream. He does not want to miss a moment of grace. Joseph wakes up from his sleep and, convinced that God has spoken to him, abandons his earlier resolve and does exactly what the angel of the Lord commands. Can you learn something from the importance of trusting in the Lord's will for you and take that brave risk of carrying it out? Joseph, I'm sure, was concerned about public disgrace. Well, sometimes accepting God to dwell among us results in public disgrace. How do you want to accept God in your life this Christmas? For it is not too late to go back home and get Christmas right this year. To stop, reflect, realize that all you have done since Thanksgiving has maybe been many things, but it is probably not Christmas. That the perfect tree and the outside decorations are just right, it just doesn't matter. That your perfect lit up, decorated for the season street is the most beautiful, it just doesn't matter. That the Christmas Eve service has to be perfect, it just doesn't matter. That the gifts have to be perfect, because it just doesn't matter. That the cookies and Christmas feast is perfect in every way, it just doesn't matter. I could go on and on. Folks, often we just don't get it. In fact, most of the time, we don't get it. However, this year, perhaps in the next few days, we can all stop thinking that all depends on our decorations, the presents, outside appearances, and what we cook. No, that stuff is just not important. Remember, we are called to go home. Home with God and with Jesus. Just like Joseph, you may expect but not control. And when God acts by dwelling among us and taking our humanity into himself, then keep Christmas joyfully during the 12 days. Give a small loving present each day. Stretch out the feast and give thanks that we are saved in and through the Christ child, our Redeemer, our Savior, the Messiah, Emmanuel, God with us.